No matter where you are, the big news everywhere seems to be the economy. If it's not the housing crisis, it's gas prices. We won't even talk about the price of milk and bread these days. Hey, this is Letitia, and I can't begin to tell you how many people I know that say that not only can they not afford to go out on a date, they can't even afford just to hang out at a club or bar in hopes of meeting someone that they can't afford to date. So what do? I should probably confess right about now that in my past, I was that person that loved going to the movies but didn't want to spend a small fortune on refreshments. So I'd make a quick stop at the dollar store and grab some goodies to take into the theater with me. Yep, that was me. Hey, I haven't done that in a long time. Okay, it was Batman: The Dark Knight. That was such a good movie. No one even seemed to notice my chicken club sandwich. Anyway, back to the real issue. Creative ways to date. Now, depending on where you are in your relationship, the dating will be done differently. If you're at the beginning stages and or there is some distance between you and your special half, you cannot go wrong with the getting to know you video. All it will cost you is some time and your imagination. Gather up as many pictures of yourself that you can find and put them together in a slideshow. Pick a time that you can talk on the phone and narrate the video as they watch, telling them all the funny stories behind every picture. Not only do they get to know you, hear your voice, sense of humor, and wit, they also get to imagine the next set of photos that include them. Now, if distance isn't an issue and you love to entertain, you don't have to wait for the Super Bowl to have a party. Gather up all your other broke friends, married, single, looking. Ask them all to bring a dish or donate the movie, games, whatever, and do a good old-fashioned blue light in the basement kind of event. With everyone taking the responsibility of bringing an item, no one bears the weight of all the financial responsibility that goes with throwing a party, and everyone chips in to help clean up afterwards. Next month, you go to someone else's house. Now, one of my favorite cheap date things to do is open mic nights. Whether it's poetry readings, comedy, or singers, it's a great night of entertainment that usually only costs between $5 and $10, plus a drink or two, and you don't have to drink alcohol. If you really want to spice up the date, surprise that special someone by being a part of the show. There is nothing sexier than seeing your date on stage performing just for you. If you're planning the date, I'd go for what the other person's interests are. If they love children, the two of you could volunteer to read books to kids at a local school. If they've got a passion for the arts, there is always a theater group around that would love some help with painting a set or moving costumes or props. It's very easy to find people to help if you really try. Of course, you need to follow up a day of volunteering with a light lunch or a cup of coffee. It's not as expensive as a dinner date. And the two of you can discuss the events of the day while making plans to do it again. To show that I practice what I preach, for my honey's birthday back in June, we decided that we wouldn't spend a lot of money on gifts because we were saving for a romantic trip to Puerto Rico. So what I did was found pictures of all the things that I wanted to buy him, wrapped them up in tissue, and put them in this big, beautiful bag with a ribbon. The note said, "I owe you." I also put in a picture frame of a photo of the resort that we were going to in Puerto Rico with our pictures cut out and pasted in front of it. Now, just when he was excited about all the future gifts coming his way, I gave him an envelope with a pair of tickets to a comic book convention that was coming to town that week. I told him to take someone else that loved comics as much as he did. So, in essence, it was a gift for us both. Now, we've all heard that expression that money can't buy you love or happiness. However, we all know that it can certainly make the ones you love a lot happier. Don't let your lack of funds translate into a lack of imagination. If you're stumped for creative ideas for things to do, just ask a friend. And you know, I'm always around to give my 2 cents. That's about all I get. This is Letitia. Don't ever let money stop you from enjoying the riches in your heart. Oh, by the way, Puerto Rico was the bomb.